Hi, I'm Roberta Schaefer, President of the Research Bureau, and today on the Research Bureau's Angle, I would like to talk about the new contract between the Worcester School Committee and the Educational Association of Worcester, and what it means for the taxpayers and the parents and the children of Worcester. A couple of weeks ago, the Education Association of Worcester, the union representing about 1,900 teachers of the Worcester Public Schools, and the Worcester School Committee reached agreement on a new four-year contract through FY13. The settlement includes a reconfigured salary schedule effective immediately and applicable during the first 9 years of service, adding to the automatic step increases in salary that teachers received based on longevity and education. Teachers with 10 or more years of service will automatically be granted $300 increases in their longevity bonuses over the next 2 years, in addition to the salary adjustments from the reconfigured increases. All teachers will also receive a 2% raise in FY13. When totaled together, most teachers will receive about a 5% raise over the remaining two-year life of the contract. It is important to note that these raises are not based on a teacher's effectiveness in improving student performance. The paramount consideration is seniority. Over the past 5 years, 98% of all tenured Worcester Public School teachers were rated by their principal as belonging in the top two evaluation categories, satisfactory or special acknowledgement, even though the district as a whole is one of 10 in the Commonwealth classified as a commissioner's district because of the high concentration of schools in which students have failed to show improvement on MCAS over four or more consecutive years. The juxtaposition of these data indicates that the criteria used in the teacher evaluations, which occur only every 2 years, do not reflect the achievement the state considers important or that parents care most about, the performance of their children. But the criteria by which we judge teacher quality and effectiveness may be about to change. Next week, the Massachusetts Board of Elementary and Secondary Education is expected to consider a new proposal for accomplishing this task. According to the proposed regulations, student performance measures will be a significant factor in the evaluator's determination of whether a teacher is having a low, moderate, or high impact on student learning. These performance measures must include the following. 1. At least 2 state or district-wide measures of student learning gains at each school, grade, and subject. 2. MCAS student growth profile. And 3. Additional measures comparable across schools, grades, and subject matter, district-wide, or determined by the superintendent and approved by the Department of Elementary and Secondary Education, may be used in conjunction with MCAS. Discussions about using student performance measures in judging the effectiveness of teachers began several years ago. In fact, the criteria for states to receive funds under the Obama administration's Race to the Top competition included such measures. The Commonwealth qualified for those funds in 2010 only after the state legislature and Governor Patrick approved an act to close the achievement gap, calling for the use of student performance measures. If the Mass Board of Elementary and Secondary Education approves these new regulations, they go into effect immediately for the lowest performing schools in the Commonwealth, 2 of which are in Worcester. They will be phased into all other schools over the next few years. Why, then, did the Worcester School Committee, having full knowledge of the direction in which the State Board was moving, negotiate a contract that rewards the seniority of teachers and ignores the performance of students? Perhaps it's time for the voters of Worcester to remind candidates for re-election to the school committee of this concern at November's election. This is Roberta Schaefer for the Research Bureau Angle on AM 830 WCRN.
All set, I think.